Welcome to the Chronicle headlines for October 27th. I am John McGowan.
And I'm Chris McCruz.
For campus news this week, on October 20th, the Columbia Faculty Union held a town hall in response to a series of cost-cutting measures the school is considering to try to close the $20 million deficit. The next day, the union, joined by hundreds of students, held a protest at an address by Columbia President and CEO Kwang-Woo Kim. The Columbia Faculty Union, or CFAC, has made a series of demands that have not yet been met. So yesterday, October 26th, CFAC President Diana Valera announced the strike will begin this coming Monday.
We heard from our members. 81% of our members voted. 88% of those voted yes to strike.
We spoke to some students at the demonstration to get their feelings on the situation.
First up, freshman film and television major Aries Hornbuckle.
And I've maintained a 4.0 GPA, and I'm really worried that the strike will affect that. But at the same time, this strike is important. What they're standing for is important. They're all things I believe in. So I am worried, but it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Cosme, what are your thoughts on the situation?
You know, John, everything is ironically bringing me back to my high school days before coming to Columbia, where in my senior year, we actually did a month-long strike with the teacher CPS teaching union, I believe it was called, where there were not enough demands for wages, and it got to a point where serious change was required, and this exact process of taking it to the bargaining table, not being satisfied, and negotiation after negotiation just wasn't the right answer until ultimately strikes were. Is just truly bringing me back to that feeling of unknown. I feel a lot of students, and even faculty for that matter, can agree with me when they say that these are very much troubling times. That I know a few episodes ago, we were talking about how the unforeseeable future is yet to come, and well, you know, it's only a matter of time before it caught up, and here we are talking about it.
Yep. All these sort of little stories that have been happening throughout the semester this semester and also the past semesters of, you know, a cut has been made here and here and here. This is what happens, you know? All right. Well, I guess with that being said, we will go into an interview. To talk with us about this whole situation is senior staff reporter Vivian Ritchie, who wrote two articles on the situation, one on the town hall that got protested, and then the CFAC's town hall, correct? How was that, Vivian?
It was very interesting. It was very chaotic. Honestly, it kind of blew up a lot more than I expected to. I'm used to smaller event coverage, but it was really crazy going and being able to talk to the students and see that they felt as strongly about it as they did.
And so I want to ask, first off, what were the demands that that CFAC was making?
One of the demands, the biggest one that they made, was for the immediate removal of Dr. Kim and Marcella David. They demanded that administration doesn't get any bonuses. I think until the deficit, like we're out of a deficit and the financial situation is resolved. A lot of it was things about how they were treating the union specifically and kind of just improving the relationship, I think, between administration and faculty.
So, Vivian, how will this affect students, and what should they prepare for?
I think the students should prepare for their schedules looking a little bit differently. I would probably expect some different communications with your teachers and your professors. Things are going to look a little bit different. And I think that the biggest thing that students should be looking forward to is waiting for information, like before you decide to do anything, before you decide to skip a class or count it off or make any decisions. I think that everybody is just waiting to hear word from administration for sure. I feel like that's the biggest thing about this story in particular is I feel like every time new information comes out, it leaves more things up in the air.
Totally. Yeah. Any other important details that we missed that maybe are worth mentioning?
I just think from watching the live stream and seeing people's comments on Engage and on social media throughout this whole thing, everybody has another question about how many classes are really getting dropped, how many things, and today specifically at the live stream, people were commenting questions that have been answered over the couple of days recently. So I think students should check out the Chronicle, because a lot of people were asking questions that the Chronicle had already answered.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for coming on, Vivian.
Thank you for having me.
That's all for this week. This is a developing story, and we'll be sure to keep you updated at columbiachronicle.com. In addition, you can sign up for our newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter. Also, Cosme, be sure to check out our Chronicle Conversations podcast. This week is on Halloween and scary movies.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've been John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz.
Thanks for listening.